intelligence type with astrology case study, Daniel. Daniel's ascendant lies in Vishakha, Libra, setting a foundational tone of ambition, relational awareness, and transformation through contrast. Vishakha gives him strong interpersonal and existential intelligence, making him naturally adept at navigating social dynamics while staying focused on larger life goals. As Libra rules balance and cooperation, and Vishakha introduces drive and singular focus, Daniel's psyche reflects a blend of diplomatic grace and inner fire, capable of creating impact in both personal and collective realms. His Mercury in Swati, also in the first house, intensifies this theme with refined linguistic and interpersonal intelligence. Swati lends adaptability, eloquence, and strategic thinking, while Mercury offers cognitive agility and verbal precision. Daniel is likely quick-witted, intellectually flexible, and persuasive in speech, ideal for environments that require negotiation, communication, or public interface. He processes life through language and logic, often reframing ideas for clarity and impact. In the fifth house, Jupiter in Shatabisha reflects expansive intrapersonal and existential intelligence. Shatabisha grants healing insight and reformative vision, while Jupiter guides ethics, higher learning, and long-range thinking. Daniel likely has a deep, introspective mind with a focus on personal growth, social justice, and innovative learning. His creativity is not merely expressive. It is meaningful, transformative, and often geared towards systemic understanding or philosophical problem solving. Moon in Mrigashira in the ninth house further supports his naturalist and emotional intelligence in relation to belief, purpose, and wisdom. He may intuitively sense truth through patterns, cycles, and subtle emotional shifts. This placement makes him a sensitive seeker, someone who learns best through curiosity, travel, and storytelling. He likely responds strongly to spiritual education, emotional intelligence frameworks, and journeys that expand inner freedom. In the eighth house, Ketu in Rohini activates powerful existential and emotional intelligence around themes of transformation, loss, and transcendence. Rohini adds sensuality and aesthetic refinement, while Ketu detaches and deconstructs. Daniel's mind is capable of understanding life's deeper layers, including grief, intimacy, and mystery, and may express this intelligence through symbolic, therapeutic, or esoteric work. He's likely attuned to hidden structures of power, beauty, and emotional cycles. His 12th house is highly activated, with Mars, Venus, and Sun all in Hasta. This points to a dynamic fusion of bodily kinesthetic, visual spatial, musical, and spiritual intelligence. Hasta provides manual skill, humor, and healing ability. Mars gives drive and somatic learning. Venus enhances harmony and beauty. And Sun brings leadership and vision. This trio suggests Daniel learns and leads through embodied wisdom. He may be drawn to roles involving energy work, dream analysis, artistic healing, or subconscious transformation. Rahu in Jyeshta in the second house sharpens his analytical and expressive intelligence in the realm of speech and values. Jyeshta lends power, strategic acuity, and psychological insight. Daniel is likely drawn to voice-based influence, such as public speaking, consulting, or teaching, where he uses intensity and precision to challenge norms and elevate consciousness. Altogether, Daniel's intelligence operates across multiple planes: verbal, emotional, aesthetic, philosophical, and somatic. His psyche weaves subtle insight with bold articulation, and his strengths emerge through transformation, guidance, and refined expression. Whether through speech, touch, or presence, Daniel's intelligence is best expressed in roles where inner depth meets outer clarity and healing meets insight. Career based on intelligence for Daniel. Daniel's Libra ascendant in Vishakha with Mercury in Swati gives him a natural ability to navigate both people and systems with precision, insight, and persuasive clarity. His strongest intelligences, interpersonal, linguistic, existential, intrapersonal, naturalist, and bodily kinesthetic, form a layered foundation for a career rooted in communication, transformation, emotional insight, and aesthetic fluency. He is most fulfilled in roles that allow him to speak truth, design clarity, and guide others through emotional and symbolic complexity. His first house, Mercury in Swati, positions him well for careers involving language, diplomacy, public speaking, or intellectual navigation of complex relational dynamics. Swati's airy independence and Mercury's analytical mind make Daniel a master of persuasive communication. He could excel in negotiation, cultural intelligence, editorial strategy, or therapeutic dialogue, especially in settings where tact, timing, and refined speech are essential. In the fifth house, Jupiter in Shatabisha brings a philosophical and systemic lens to creative and educational work. This placement supports careers in therapeutic innovation, philosophical teaching, spiritual education, or systems-based coaching. Daniel may be drawn to roles where social repair, healing through learning, or the application of complex ideas toward transformation are core. His approach to teaching and mentoring carries moral depth and reformist vision. Moon in Rigashira in the ninth house sharpens his naturalist and emotional intelligence through spiritual and intellectual exploration. He may be drawn to travel-based education, emotional storytelling, intuitive learning systems, or cultural psychology. This placement favors roles that allow him to explore belief systems, tell emotional truths, or guide others through inner journeys with gentle curiosity and insight. His Ketu in Rohini in the eighth house deepens his alignment with existential intelligence. He is well suited to careers involving psychological healing, transformation work, trauma resolution, or symbolic therapy. Rohini's aesthetic and sensual refinement combined with Ketu's detachment gives Daniel a rare ability to address emotional intensity with grace. He could work behind the scenes, in dream work, emotional decoding, or spiritual therapy, where he guides others inward while protecting their vulnerability. In the 12th house, the conjunction of Mars, Venus, and Sun in Hasta suggests that his career is also tied to bodily kinesthetic, visual spatial, and musical intelligence, expressed in private or sacred domains. He may thrive in somatic therapy, intuitive healing, sacred design, ritual performance, or subconscious repatterning work. Hasta grants him skilled hands and an affinity for restoring order through movement, rhythm, and form, making him a natural in healing arts, hand-based modalities, or embodied leadership. Rahu and Yashta in the second house adds intensity and strategy to his voice and value system. He may find success in transformational speaking, value-centered consulting, vocal arts, or reputation management, particularly where power, healing, or status transformation is involved. He is capable of shifting people's perspectives through well-placed, piercing insight, and emotionally charged articulation. Altogether, Daniel's career thrives at the intersection of clarity and depth, elegance and insight. Whether as a communicator, healer, strategist, or creative guide, his intelligence is best expressed where emotional wisdom meets symbolic structure, and where he can lead others through the complexity of their own transformation. His path is one of healing, not just through information, but through intention, embodiment, and presence.